From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is to make an announcement later Thursday whether the U.S. will withdraw from the global Paris Climate Agreement. Reports suggest he will pull out from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. Mr. Trump has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate. Todd Stern, who served as the chief U.S. negotiator to the 2015 Climate Pact during the Obama administration, called it a bad move.
I think it would be a very damaging thing for his legacy. I hope that he thinks twice about it. I hope that he listens to people on the other side. I hope he stays in with the same target, but at least that he stays in, even if the target needs to be reviewed. But I think the decision by the United States to walk away from Paris, if he makes it, will resound all over the world and will hurt him badly and will hurt his legacy.
Under the pact, the U.S. has pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. Gary Huffbauer of the Washington-based Peterson Institute said even with the withdrawal announcement, the U.S. won't depart the Paris Accord right away.
The United States could not legally pull out before November 2019 because the way it's written, you have to have 3 years before you can give notification, and it was signed in 2016.
Huffbauer said such a decision would represent a symbolic rejection of man-made climate change. Seven Kenyan policemen and a civilian were killed Wednesday when their truck hit a landmine along the country's northern coast. A spokesman for the Somali insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Several policemen were killed in similar explosions last week. This is VOA News.